bucks.
Well, I think we've all been wondering how Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is doing following the death of her husband, Prince Philip. Well, she's now made a public appearance. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Yeah, I'm sure inside her heart would have been beating. She'd have had thoughts of her husband, who always used to accompany her to the state opening of Parliament. There she was on her Todd, basically sitting on the throne. It was a strange sort of thing. This is where basically she does the speech on behalf of the government to outline what they're going to do in the next session, 30-odd bills that they're considering and so forth. But it was odd because it was all a bit informal and downscaled and socially distant still. And there she was, not in the robes and the crown, but in a sort of lilac two-piece with a hat. And we didn't have the big banging on the door ceremony, and those men in tights seemed to have melted away as well. So slightly strange state opening of Parliament, all a bit downplayed and kind of mufti. It was all a bit civilian, if you like. But she did the thing, and you know what? In our strange, tumultuous maelstrom of a world, it's quite nice to know that the Queen is still our pillar. She still does all the right things in all the right ways.
Absolutely. Here she is, the first public appearance since the death of Prince Philip.
My government's priority is to deliver a national recovery from the pandemic that makes the United Kingdom stronger, healthier, and more prosperous than before.
She's sounding good from where we're sitting. Now, this is a lovely story, Adam. The pensioners who fell in love 75 years after first meeting.
Yeah, Tony Jackson and Gloria Laux. They're both in their 80s now. And they were friends at school, as in primary school, with its little tiny tots. They were in a nativity play together as Mary and Joseph, and basically parted company. Aged 11, they went off to different schools, they made different friends, ultimately they led different lives, they married different people. There was a reunion held about 20 years ago, and they were there with their partners, and one of them took down a phone number. 20 years have passed by since that particular event. The two partners have died, and they just thought, hang on a moment, well, what about that phone number? They've got together, aged 81 and 80, and in a whirlwind romance, as they put it, 75 years after being in that nativity play as Mary and Joseph, they have now basically become a formal partnership. I think they are almost certainly going to tie the knot as well. It's a lovely thought, isn't it, that, you know, after all those years, all we need now, though, is the baby Jesus and the Archangel Gabriel to come forward as well. That would complete it somehow.
I challenge anyone to find a nicer story than that today. We'll catch up tomorrow, Adam. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Ben.
Adam Gilchrist joining us from the UK.